Yeah, you can't give up, was it 28 points in the second quarter?
Yeah.
And that's hard coming back from that, especially against a team like this. It's a team that when you make mistakes, they capitalize. You know, I thought we did a really good job marching the ball down the field on the first drive. I was really excited, and then we don't get that first down and had an errant snap and, you know, had some miscommunication here and there, and then that set us back, and they make that long drive all the way down, and you get them stopped, and then we jump off sides. You get them stopped, and then we jumped off sides, and that hurt us, you know, and all the credit to Stephen Argyle. They came out flying on all cylinders, and you can tell that these guys have played a long time together, and they're looking for something. They're a special football team. I'm happy we played this game. I'm really happy that we came up here and played against them, because you don't get better not competing against the top dogs. I'm a firm believer in that. We got to see one of the better teams in the state, and it didn't go our way. But you know what? I feel like I saw a lot of good stuff from our guys too. You know, yeah, 35-0. But to be honest with you, I thought that our guys played a physical game, and we've preached all week, take away the run, take away the run, take away the run. Well, let me tell you what, they can pass too. And they lit us up on that. So there's a lot of things we can fix, obviously. But one thing I told our guys at the end, when I turn on the film, and every other coach, I believe, feels the same way, you never want to have to coach effort and intensity. And I don't have that problem with our guys. I felt like they had it in, you know, effort and intensity all night long.